his orchard, and he'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor. And he'd point to another man and say, he's the man.
He's got the orchard.
And he said, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child.
His father was rich.
Okay. And the inside part of a cherry, you know, the part that you don't eat, of a cherry.
Oh, yeah. What?
That inside part.
That's a kernel, we call it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What about in a peach?
You don't eat that either. Peach, that's a kernel.
Uh-huh. Any other name for that?
Seed.
What about the part inside the seed? You know, when you open it up and there's that smooth little...
It's the peelings on it, and then I call it the meat of the peach. That's the peach.
Uh-huh. Well, what about when you bust the seed open? You know, and you got that little...
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That there is the kernel in there.
Mm-hmm.
Peach kernel.
Uh-huh. And, you know, there's one kind of peach that you have to cut that seed out of?
Yeah, that's a pressed peach that you have to cut the meat from off that seed.
Uh-huh. What about the other kind of peach? What's that called?
The clear seed.
Uh-huh. And the part of the apple that you don't eat?
The part that is the seed and the core.
Okay. And when you cut up apples and dry them, you say you're making...
Apples and dry them.
Uh-huh.
You can make pies with them, or you can make applesauce.
Uh-huh. But if you just dry them, you call that?
Dried apples.
Did you ever hear that called snits?
Snip.
Uh-huh, snits.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, it's just a name some people have for dried apples.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was hearing them called dried apples, now uh-huh. You see. Yeah. Yep.
And what different kinds of nuts do people have around here?
Pecans, walnuts.
Uh-huh.
I was called nigger heels, but that ain't the name of them.
Nigger
heels, that's what was left of it.
Huh.
But no, it's arnolds. I can't call the name of them, but I was called nigger heels.
Uh-huh.
They have plenty of them. Then they have some kind of a... Another one. I don't know what called it. It looks like a peach seed to look at it.
Huh.
Animals or something. I can't call the name of
them. What about the
coconuts?
Uh-huh. You know the walnut, it's got two coverings on it.
Oh yeah.
It's got that green when it dries.
I know. That's what we call the old you can raise them here, walnut trees grows.
Uh-huh. Well, that part of the walnut that's easy to the one that's easy to break, the outer covering, you call that
That's the French walnut. I call it the French walnut.
Well, you know when a walnut first falls off the tree?
Yeah.
You know, it's got this big green covering on it.
It's green, then it turns black.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
I don't know what to call that now. Oh, my son loves them things. But I do too, but they're too hard to pick out.
Uh-huh. What about the harder thing that you have to crack to get the nut out of it? Once you take the green covering off, then you still have another.
You take the green off. Well, you have to, what you eat when you get into that then.
Well, the part that you crack, you call
that's it's the hull or wood part, of course.
Okay.
It's the hull.
And a kind of a fruit that grows in Florida.
The kind of a fruit that grows in Florida, what?
Uh-huh. Just you know,
they claim that Florida oranges, that's good fruit they claim.
Uh-huh. Say if you had a bowl of oranges and one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges are...
It's all gone.
And say if you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you tell him?
Sick him on, tell him go get him.
Okay. And what would you call a mixed breed dog that you didn't know what kind he was?